Okay, folks, as you can see, the market is rotating. And what's happening is we're now in holiday trading. So traders have largely cleaned out their inventories and are in the Hamptons or somewhere else for the weekend. And but the memory stocks are getting hit, so I thought I'd address this. You can see Seagate, STX is down quite a bit. You can see Micron, MU is down. But, you know, these were the leaders last quarter, and so this profit-taking is normal, okay? And, of course, Seagate's still up over 200% for the year, and in the, but it is now down for the month and in the past month, and most of that's today. Now, in Micron's case, which, of course, had ridiculous earnings, they are now... up 200, a little over 242% for the year, and they're down about 8% in the past month. So they're hitting the winners, okay, but this is where all the earnings are. So I don't want you to worry about this because you can see it's rotating, okay? And the gold stocks are now up. Remember, they were oscillating. The gold didn't have the best second quarter. That's rotating to more cyclical stocks. So we're fine. I don't want you to worry, okay? This profit-taking, this mean reversion is normal. So please don't let the daily gyrations bother you. What I do, of course, I keep my head down, I focus on the fundamentals, and I live quarter to quarter. So as long as the fundamentals are there, everything's fine. Now, a couple of things that came out today I probably should mention. One happens to be the payroll report. It was a lot cooler than expected. Plus, they lost 74,000 jobs in the previous 2 months. It was revised down. Unemployment, though, fell due to a lot of people leaving the labor force, over 700,000, 20,000 people leaving the labor force. So it really was a muddled picture. And the real reason for the weak payroll report for June was that hospitality workers fell 61,000. Now, that could have been seasonal, but we'll figure that out. The bottom line is bond yields went a little lower, so that's good. Now, Kevin Warsh, our Fed chairman's in Portugal now at the ECB conference, European Central Bank conference, and he made it very clear that the Fed's not going to provide guidance, and we're going to basically take our cues from the market. And essentially, he basically admitted that the bond vigilantes are in charge. Now, just so you know, the bond vigilantes aren't on America's case right now with our $39 trillion deficit. They are all over Japan. They're all over Britain. They're all over France. Yields in all those countries have gone up. They'll be on our case if we have bad treasury auctions and poor bid to cover ratios. But we don't. We have a robust economy, record earnings, and so there's plenty of money sloshed around the system. Plus, we have a very strong dollar, and the strong dollar attracts a lot of international capital. So, folks, things are fine. We're just oscillating. That's all. That's my main message to you folks. So, you know, it's unfortunate they take the winners and have to punish them from time to time, but, you know, they'll bounce right back. So if I was buying stocks on Monday morning, I'm sure Micron, Seagate, they're going to be at the top of my list, okay? So that's my main message. Have a wonderful 4th of July, everyone. Take care. See you, Neville.